Good day, podcast audience. Hey, this is your guy, Kenny Hodge. Not on the campaign trail, per se, but just in the mood to have a conversation with mail handlers in Indiana, Ohio, and Kentucky, and worldwide. It never seems to amaze me how members of particularly the union, Local 304, can complain consistently about not being satisfied, but when the opportunity comes to bring about change, then the voices seem to get a little muffled. Well, my name is Kenny Hodge, and I'm here to wake those voices up. I'm sure you know, as well as I know, that the time is now for change, and that change can be presented to Local 304 on the platform of a president with presence. Support Kenny Hodge, local president, National Postal Mail Handlers Union. How many times have you been engaged in an operation at work knowing that management is in violation of your contract, and it just continues to go on and on and on because the level of complacency? We must address that and understand if it belongs to the mail handlers because of contractual rights, then we need to stop asking and learn how to take. You see, Local 304, we have the ingredients. We have the base to be a strong union. A lot of people get very nervous when they hear me consistently speak of strong unions. When I speak of strong unions, I'm speaking of a union that understands its obligation to the mail handler. A union that understands sometimes my hands are going to get a little dirty on this for the mail handler. Yeah, I'm kind of in my feelings right now as I address my podcast audience, because I'm going to continue to show with everything, or as we say in New Jersey, I'm going to show you with all my God, that I am the right person to lead Local 304. The time is now. The time is right now for you to tell a friend that there is a candidate challenging for local president in Columbus, Ohio. He goes by the name of Kenny Hodge. Hey, listen, support the campaign. Get on board the campaign. Because listen to me, and I don't know any other way to assure you or reassure you other than you got to check it out and find out. This is not just rhetoric. This will come to fruition if you will join the platform. Let's support the movement, because the movement is about mail handlers. How often have you seen decisions made at the local level? That's as high as ideal right now. At the local level, how often have you seen decisions made that you as a mail handler think, what were they thinking? You see, sometimes you can become retired or disconnected from what actual workers go through on a day-to-day basis, that what was good for the mail handler 18 years ago, well, that hand no longer plays right now. So we need a new vision. We need new executive board members. We need new Ohio, Indiana, Kentucky. We need new state reps. Or same people, different focus. I mean, it doesn't matter how that plays out to me. But we have to become aware. First, we have to understand what is it that we want from our union? What do you want as a local? If I'm your local president, tell me one thing I could do for you that would make you happy. Now, when I say tell me one thing that will make you happy. We're talking contractual. I'm not giving you $50. No, I'm talking, what can we do as a union? And I want to say this to you in the simplest terms or forms. You know, I like to break it down very simple. If we would just enforce what we already have, you would see a monumental difference in your quality of work life. If we just enforce what we already have. You see, you have leaders here who've been here too long or kind of stay past the welcome, and now it's time for the new breeze to come in. That new wind must come through with a different level of energy. A level of energy that will consistently be on the minds of postal management that you are going to bargain with Local 304 a little differently. You're going to pay a little more attention to what it is that we're negotiating and understand this. I'm going to be as tenacious as a dog on a bone. If we agree that you're going to do it, I can't speak for the rest of the mail handler union, but I'm going to guarantee you in Local 304, you are going to do it. So management, yeah, you get ready, because you're going to deal with a different type local president than the type you were currently dealing with. And I'm not saying good or bad. I'm simply saying different. This is your candidate for a local president, Kenny Hodge, just giving you constant nudges. I don't want you to relax on this issue. I want you to get excited about the possibility of Kenny Hodge being your next local president. Have a great day.